police seem to be messing up our business.
Yeah, we're on the 101 northbound here, just about to hit the...
Northbound, you're right, northbound. You're right.
I was right, you can correct me on that. No, northbound. And I'd say, let's call it quarter mile, half mile up.
Uh-huh.
Cop cars weaving back and forth across the full four lanes, three lanes.
Uh-huh. He's just having a good day, you know, weather's nice, he's just like driving back and forth. I always, whenever I see a cop doing that, I always think that they're have the window down and they're singing "The King of Wishful Thinking."
See,
there's weaving back and forth, and I tell myself I'm over you, cause the souls of ship not sinking. That's just how I picture it, just weaving back and forth, just having a good time.
This is only like the second time I've ever seen this, and the first time I saw it was earlier this year. So this is this whole cops fucking up the traffic on purpose thing is a new.
It's funny because I was just talking about this with Tatum and Andy earlier because they had seen it maybe even this morning. Andy saw it this morning.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. Cops, maybe. Usually they do that when there's like debris in the road or something stupid
right,
like that.
Right. Like I get that, but they're.
Maybe it's
but
just
both
like,
times that I've seen it, it seemed like there was nothing going on.
But it might be that they're trying to slow us down here because someone up there is doing something. And by the time we get up there, it's already done.
Yeah.
But I've also seen cops do it when a hell of people are just speeding. And it's like, all right, I'm not going to arrest you all, but I am going to get up here and make you all slow the F down.
Right. I guess that makes sense.
Which is not cool.
Well, we're driving regular like now. I'm back to exceeding the speed limit.
Yeah, so good job, I guess. Everyone involved.
It would make me use my brakes.
Use the brakes, cop, and decreasing fuel efficiency, cop. What do you think about that, cop? I want your eyes, pig.
I'm gonna get some dinner.
Police are civilized.
What should you
have for dinner?
Yeah.
Did you ever go to the Mediterranean, whatever the Himalayan place is?
I did. I went to the Indian restaurants. It's Indian food. It's okay.
It says Himalayas out front. Yeah, so it tastes like a mountain.
Yeah, it's basically Indian food.
That's ain't good.
It's all right.
Yeah. You could do that.
A little pricey for what I was getting, so yeah. I was super thrilled.
Hey, I know. Why don't we go to Taco Bell? You and me... I'll get one of those double-decker tacos.
I'm going somewhere with the lady. We're going to go see a movie tonight, so we need something around the theater.
No, you and me will go to Taco Bell. And then you can tell her, like, oh, I'm not hungry. And then you just go see your movie. Think of the savings. You're not buying her food. I'm just trying to help you to help yourself. That's all.
It's really not what you're trying to do at all, but I appreciate it.
Double-decker tacos are delicious and good for you.
They are neither of those things.
They have beans and meat and cheese, and if you get them the dumb way, they have lettuce, and they have tortillas of multiple types. That's like five food groups that are covered.
But none of it's like actually food.
No, but
it's like FUD food.
It fills the hole.
But not
what
for
goes very, into the hole comes out of the hole.
Not for long.
Not for long.
It's brief. It's fleeting.
Oh, but it's beautiful.
The price you pay.
Yeah, well.
She wants to get sushi. I'm not really feeling sushi tonight. There's a high-tech burrito not far from
there. There is. I keep meaning to go to that
theater
place.
Go there. Maybe I'll go to the Walnut Park Grill. Maybe I'll go to 4th and C.
Oh, don't go to 4th and C. That can't be good.
I went to 4th and C recently. It was great.
Was it?
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Did you get fish and chips? What'd
absolutely.
You get? Yeah?
It was good. Solid.
I just remember it being a Foster's Freeze, and I get all bummed out.
See, I was stoked when it became the 4th and the C, because when it was a Foster's Freeze, it was never open.
Yeah, it's true. It was
never,
open.
Ever, ever, ever open.
But for a while, it was actually open. When I was a kid, it was open, like reasonable hours. And then later on, it was like all of a sudden, like, we're open for 19 minutes a day. Can I get a dip cone? No.
It's too late.
We already are shutting those down to clean them because we're closing in 18 minutes. Like, what?
I never saw it open in my life.
Yeah.
So when it became the 4th and C, and they're like, you can still have a dip cone and we're open.
Oh, do they still have dip cones?
Still rocking a dip cone there, so.
They know what they need to do, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. They're not stupid.